This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Tomorrow, when you go out there, it's all going to be tea light. As everyone knows, we have 165 outlets. Today, 95% is moving on with us.
Bubble tea drink brand Cha Time will be rebranded by Loop Holdings Sdn Bhd. La Caffa International Co. Limited ended the Loop Holdings partnership prematurely on January 6, 24 years short of their original contract.
So they say they have concluded and have discussed with the management. They decided to serve us a notice of termination. And I think that immediately, to me, I felt it's like end of the world.
It will be similar outlets that's going to transform together. So when they go to the outlets, it's still going to be there. We are changing the brand. So I think that will be a very, very proven fact that when we change the brand, all the outlets will be changing together. So by that time, it's very, very clear how many franchisees is going to the other side.
It was the talk of the town just a couple of months ago. Bubble tea lovers were trembling at the thought of one of their favourite brands leaving the Malaysian scene. Weeks later, the news of a rebranding and a new player in the bubble tea world. It was messy, it was confusing, it was dramatic. The Malaysian bubble tea saga, they called it. Good morning, you're listening to Enterprise with me, Audrey Raj. On the show today, we're about to find out what the future holds for bubble tea brand Cha Time right here in Malaysia. This, of course, after the Taiwanese owner of the Cha Time brand, La Caffa International, back in January, terminated its master franchisee contract in Malaysia with Loop Holding, citing the alleged use of raw materials that were not part of the prescribed recipe to produce its tea. Brian Liu and his company Loop Holding, however, were not going to go quietly into the night. He managed to persuade 95% of all existing Cha Time outlets to abandon their existing franchise agreements and join him in a new venture called Tea Live. And within weeks, 160-plus bubble tea outlets that previously belonged to Cha Time were now called Tea Live. What was La Caffa's next move? Well, earlier this March, the Taiwanese tea house appointed Will Group as the new master licensor of Cha Time Malaysia and gave them the green light to embark on an aggressive expansion plan. What's the game plan and how do they plan to deal with competition from Tea Life, who claim to know exactly what Malaysian bubble tea lovers want? Well, joining me on the show today is Aliza Ali, Managing Director of Will Group, to spill the tea on what we can expect from the all-new Cha Time Malaysia. Aliza, maybe we can start off with talking about Will Group itself. Who is Will Group? Tell us a bit about your background. I hear you've been involved in the mining and construction industry as well as F&B.
That's right, yeah. It's a bit diverse, but it's actually what we do is we are a business development company. So in a few fields, mainly in mining and dredging. So what we do is, we plan up on a business plan on how to actually make, you know, a certain project work. And so, and also F&B is a part of it, yeah.
Okay, and then early this March, we heard that Cha Time franchisor La Caffa International appointed your company as the master licensor of Cha Time Malaysia, starting with 4 Cha Time outlets in Malaysia, KL Central, Kota Damansara, Genting, and Bentong. So what has Will Group's history been like with the Cha Time franchise? You've been working with them for about 5 years now?
That's right, yeah. It's been 6 years now, actually. It's our 6th year now. We've been with them as a franchisee first, starting in 2012, actually. And since then on, we've been the top two Cha Time outlets amongst the 850 outlets that they have, actually, yeah.
Wow, okay. And how did that connection happen initially?
It's mainly due to because personally we love the drinks actually. So when we saw a Cha Time outlet in Publica, we tried the drinks. So I end up buying it every day. So and I just I thought that okay, this is a good business plan actually. You know, we could do something about this. So We thought about it. We chose a correct location that we think would actually profit the business. And that's how we started, yeah.
And were you actively involved in the F&B industry at that point?
We were consulting, actually, in the F&B. Yeah, that's right.
So you didn't actually have outlets, F&B outlets?
No, not at that point of time, yeah.
So what do you mean by consulting?
More like if people want to open up their restaurants and all that. So what we do is we actually do like a business module for them in order for them to, you know, maximize their profit, minimize, you know, like losses and stuff like that, yes.
Okay. Your arrangement with La Caffa, I understand that this is not a franchising agreement, but a licensing model deal. Maybe you can explain.
Actually, it is a franchise agreement. The reason why when we were announced in March, it was a licensing agreement. It was due to we were not yet registered with the local authority, the KPDNKK. So that was the reason why we didn't announce as a master franchisee yet, because we could only announce that when we registered. So basically, that was just us, you know, being safe and, you know, being advised by the team, yeah.
So now you are officially the master franchisee.
That's right, yes.
So has there been any changes made to protect the franchisor-franchisee agreement?
There has been like a few things, a few key points that we brought up during the discussion part in Taiwan. Myself and my executive director with IU, we went to Taiwan to discuss about it before we signed the agreement. So the main point is to ensure that the pricing of the materials is actually being controlled in a way that all the material was actually priced in Ringgit Malaysia instead of in US dollar. So that was one of it that we actually discussed with the Taiwan principal, yeah. Another thing that we discussed about, which they have announced in March, is that we will start sourcing the materials locally here in Malaysia. But of course, with the R&D team being from Taiwan, to ensure that the quality and also the taste would be similar or the same to what Chatham is known for. So I think that is a great move from Taiwan side, you know, but that they decided to do that. So we will be doing a collaboration with them where we will actually source all the local materials, because because in Malaysia we have great products like cocoa and all that, but it is not being produced to what it should be. You see, like we have the cocoa the standard of the you know, the fruits and all that, the quality of it is very good here in Malaysia. I mean, hearing that from an outsider from the Taiwanese, it, you know, what they do is all this while they have been importing the cocoa from Malaysia, and they will actually process it in Taiwan and they will send back to Malaysia. That's right. It's a waste. So when we discuss with them, you know, that there is something that we could do here. You know, why not we just open a plantation here and we start processing it here? So that's when they announced this year that they will make Malaysia as the regional hub where we will actually start producing the materials here in Malaysia, and we will actually start exporting it to countries like Singapore and to Philippines and Thailand and also Indonesia, which, you know, they have in Indonesia, they have more than 200 Chatams. So, there's a big potential there as well, yeah.
Okay. And you were mentioning earlier about valuing everything in Ringgit Malaysia instead of USD. The currency fluctuation recently over the year or so must have impacted some outlets and business in general. Is that why you chose to price everything in Ringgit Malaysia now?
And that's right. Because over the past 2 years, the currency has actually changed by about 35%. So if we were buying in US dollars, so it really impacted the price. So the only way we had to do before was to actually increase the price of the drinks in Ringgit. So with what we agreed upon with the principal of Chatime in Taiwan, right now, if the currency, for example, if the currency in Malaysia actually goes down, our price would still stick to what it is right now, which is 7 ringgit 50 cent. And also for the franchisees, and in terms of how we can actually profit from the business wouldn't change in the at least the next 5 years. Yeah.
Right. So were there any kind of assurances that you had to make La Caffa International, given their previous experience with the master franchisee here in Malaysia?
Of course. I think the way how we started on this whole collaboration, we wanted it to be more transparent. So that's why it took us about 2 months to really go back and forth in terms of the pricing and how we're going to market it and pricing of the franchisee and of their franchises and all that. Because we have to actually be very transparent, because if I'm not going to be profiting from it, I will tell them about it. And so it is really like a good relation to start with, where, you know, we made it clear to them that we want it to be very transparent, you know, how much profit that Malaysia side will be making and how much you will be making. So that will be easy for a long-term relationship as well, yeah.
I'm speaking with Aliza Ali, Managing Director of Will Group, the newly appointed Master Franchisee of Cha Thai Malaysia. Enterprise will be right back in a few. BFM 89.9.
Business for Malaysia. BFM 89.9.
We're back. This is Enterprise with me, Audrey Raj. Managing Director of Will Group, Aliza Ali, is with me in the studio today, and we're discussing Cha Thai Malaysia 2.0. Will Group, of course, is the new master franchisee of the Cha Thai brand right here in Malaysia after Cha Thai principal, Taiwan-based La Caffa International, terminated its contract with Loop Holding earlier this year. Loop Holding, however, managed to persuade over 160 Cha Thai outlets to go with them after that relationship with La Caffa ended. And these outlets have now all adopted the Tea Life brand and its new taste. So, Aliza, how are you dealing with questions about Tea Life? I'm sure people have come up to you asking you about, you know, the predecessor and now you taking over. How are you dealing with those questions?
To be honest with you, obviously, some of them were actually asked. Didn't we change to a different name? But, you know, obviously, with a bit of explanation, I mean, we would just say that, you know, we didn't change to Tea Life. Cha Thai didn't change to Tea Life. But the previous master franchisee was terminated. So, and he owns, like, you know, close to 75%, and also close relatives owning altogether about 95% of the outlets. So they changed their outlets to Tea Life, their own brand. But Cha Thai is still Cha Thai. So that's the way that we would actually, you know, we try to be diplomatic about it. You know, we had a good relation with the previous master franchisee. We want to keep it that way. I think the market is big. And we are very focused on actually bringing Cha Thai back to the customers, really, to the fans.
So Tea Life has been around now for a couple of months. Have you noticed any difference in consumption when it comes to your customers? Do consumers even care that there's a Tea Life and there's a Cha Thai?
Surprisingly, they do.
They do?
Yes, because when they come to the outlets, I mean, some of them would come and say that, okay, how come you're still Cha Thai and not Tea Life, and or, you know, vice versa. But what we get most from customers is when they buy the drinks, it's like, how come this is different? Mm. Yeah, so they remember how Cha Thai used to taste like before. So, yeah, that's a nice thing to hear from the customers, really. So because myself and Wida, we make it a point to go to the outlets and really get the feedbacks from the customers as well, yeah.
Is La Caffa still excited about Malaysia as a market?
They are very excited. I mean, and we are very excited as well, because in terms of the customers, we know that when we speak about Cha Thai drinks, it's something that Malaysians love. You know, Malaysians love things like chendol, you know, drinks with something inside. Mm. So Cha Thai is what that is, really. And in terms of, if we want to compare Cha Thai with other brands, is for me, personally, and also the reason why I choose Cha Thai is due to they are very good R&D, they are very experienced, and in terms of the taste-wise and everything, they are very strong when it comes to that. So, yeah, we are pretty confident that we will get back to market in no time, really, yeah.
So you believe there is still a very strong market for bubble tea in Malaysia?
There is, yeah, there is.
Have you seen any growing trends? Do you have any research to show that consumption is growing?
In terms of our sales-wise, really, we've had Chatham outlets for the past 6 years. The sales that we've got is for the year of 2016 is the highest that it has been during those 6 years. Mm. Yeah. So that is the reason why we think that, okay, some people would think that, okay, bubble tea is just a, you know, like it's just a trend that would die off after a few years. But why it doesn't happen that way in Malaysia is because the drink itself really suit our culture. That's the reason why we just keep on getting stronger, because we want to speak about a drink outlet that is that has those sort of drinks that Malaysians love. Say, for example, at Cendol, can you think of an outlet that is constantly giving the same service and same product and same quality all year long? You
can't think consistency.
That's right. You can't think of one. But having Cha Time, that is, you know, somewhat similar to what they want, and we are consistent in terms of taste-wise and quality. So, yeah.
So, starting off with four outlets now, the last time around, Cha Time enjoyed a pretty aggressive expansion thanks to the bubble tea wave here in Malaysia. And I hear you have plans to open 30 new Cha Time outlets over the next 6 months, an additional 40 by mid-next year in 2018. That sounds like a lot of money. What is the funding scenario like here?
Really, because Will Group is we are in a few other fields as well in business. So obviously, costing wise, we really take care of it. And in terms of how what we are spending on, obviously, come from our mother company. So I think we are pretty comfortable to expand this to the outlets and another 40 by the next year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a strategy for this expansion?
There is. In fact, we have actually signed with Aeon for about 25 outlets to open at all Aeons. Mm. Very prime area. Very happy. Very happy with that. So, and also we have signed with Shell as well to open at their locations. Yeah. Another strategy is to make sure that each outlet that we open would have a certain amount of revenue each month, which at this point of time we are putting at about 100,000 to 120,000 a month. Then only we will actually open an outlet there. That's a strategy that we have, because putting the profitability of it to the side is also that when we actually have an outlet that makes good enough profit, we will be able to give a good service to the customer. So that would actually go hand in hand, because that's being a company that actually make the most sales for the past 6 years. We feel that that's very important, because when you actually generate more revenue, we'll be able to actually pay a better quality service from the staff, and also we'll be able to actually provide them better training and stuff like that. Yeah, so that is our one of the key strategies, actually, is not to just open as many as we, you know, as many numbers. You're not going to hear from us that we're going to open 200 outlets suddenly, but we are going to open about 70 outlets and make the same profit as what 200 outlets would make. So that is quality. So we are focusing on that. Yeah.
Okay. What about competition? I'm not just talking about Tea Life only here. I mean, how are you planning to deal with bubble tea competition in general?
I think the key thing is to focus on the quality of the drinks and also the consistency of the drinks. And that's what the customers love, the fans love. And also having collaborations like what, you know, with other brands, for example, like Cadbury and Nestle and Horlicks and all that. That is a great move for us to actually just get them excited about something new, yeah.
So, like you mentioned earlier, two of the highest-earning Cha Time outlets are the ones operated by Will Group, the one in KL Central and the one in Genting Highlands, right? What have you been doing differently?
that's not something different, but really it's about actually ensuring that the quality and also the quality of the service has to be really tip-top. You've got to actually make sure that the timing of your, how you're actually providing the service to the customers, you know, the timing from people ordering to the timing that people actually take their drinks, and to make sure that the quality of the drinks, the taste, so that they come back the next day to buy it. That is the key point, really, yeah.
I can understand with four outlets, it's easy to run checks on the quality of service and the quality of your products. But, you know, looking at 70 more outlets coming up by mid next year, how do you plan to do that?
Well, we have a great team, really, to help us oversee on everything. And we have a one of the things that we actually did when we took on this project is to actually come up with an SOP where we try to make sure that everything is being taken care of by this SOP, so that we try to minimize the error. So I think with what we have, we're pretty confident that, you know, no matter how many number of outlets we would have, we'll be able to actually still oversee each outlets, yeah.
So just before we came into the studio, you were saying that it's a busy time for you right now, you know, trying to set up these outlets, putting all these blueprints into place. Maybe you can talk to us about challenges.
The challenges right now is really the timing is really we are running against time because we need to expand as fast as we can in order for us to retain the customer base. They are waiting for us, but one of the things that we would get, you know, the comments that we would get on social media, for example, is that when are you coming to Kuantan? When are you coming to Terengganu? When are you coming to, you know, Melawati and stuff like that? So we are trying to really expand as much as we can. We are expanding in, you know, places like Penang, Kedah, Ipoh, and all. We try to actually at least open about two outlets in each state beside Kuala Lumpur. So that's why it's a very busy time. But we are looking at actually opening these 30 outlets within the next couple of months, actually, yeah.
Okay. And speaking about retaining customers, will there be any change in your branding? Because the purple and yellow are also the colours of your competitor, Tea Life. So what are you planning to do about that?
That's the purple and yellow is our colour, really. So we are not planning to change it. I think it's fine. I mean, it's a form of, you know, it's flattering that other people would want to have a colour similar to our brand. It shows that the brand has a strong identity that people would want to actually be near to. So we are pretty comfortable with that.
Okay. And just before we go, Aliza, Will Group's plans going forward in terms of expansion regionally, is that in the pipeline?
Yeah, we've spoken to the principal and they have actually suggested that we open in Singapore. So that is in the pipeline. But at this point of time, we will focus on in Malaysia first. Then probably after the 30th outlet, then we will expand to Singapore. So that is in the pipeline, of course, yeah.
I've been speaking with Aliza Ali, Managing Director of Will Group, the newly appointed Master Franchisee of Chatai Malaysia. Remember, if you miss any part of this interview, you can always download the podcast on our website, bfm.my, or better yet, just stream it now on the BFM mobile app available on the App Store and on Google Play. My name is Audrey Raj. Thank you for listening. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.